Alaska Extension Almanac.
Winter annual weeds will soon be popping up in corn and soybeans. A Nebraska Extension weed management specialist, Amit Jala, has some recommendations for early control.
This is the time of the year when growers should look for broadleaf winter annual weeds such as henbit, field pennycress, maresteal, and giant ragweed are major broadleaf weeds. There might be some winter annual grass weeds such as cheatgrass and downy brome might present at this time of the year. So yeah, if I'm a grower, I would watch for those weeds and how much population of those weeds are in the field, and then I would decide what type of control methods should I use. So if it is only like henbit and field pennycress and tansy mustard, those are winter annual broadleaf weeds, and that can easily be controlled by applying some glyphosate-based herbicide. You can also mix with either 2,4-D or dicamba. So those will be easy to kill weeds. There are a couple of other weeds, for example, glyphosate-resistant maresteal and glyphosate-resistant giant ragweed. Those are two little problematic weeds and more difficult to control because now they have evolved resistance to glyphosate, and glyphosate is the most commonly used burn-down herbicide. So now, in case of those weeds, growers may need to use some alternate herbicides such as 2,4-D or dicamba or Sharpen or Elevor. So those are all great examples, and by applying by itself as well as in combination of a couple of them will provide good control of those glyphosate-resistant weed populations. So each herbicide has a planting interval, means for example, if you apply 2,4-D, you may have to wait about 7 days before you plant your corn and soybean. And again, it depends on what rate of herbicide you use and which herbicide you use. So I also had a CropWatch article last year on this topic, so I encourage growers to read that article. It has provided all the information about which herbicide to use and how much planting interval they have to be maintained before they plant their corn and soybean. There are a couple of herbicides, for example, Xtendimax or Engenia or Tavium. You can apply, those are all dicamba based herbicides, and if you are planning to plant Roundup Ready to Extend or Extend Flex soybean, means those are the soybean resistant to dicamba, so you can apply those anytime, and you do not need to maintain any planting interval. So again, it comes to which type of herbicide you use and what type of planting variety you are planning to plant. So yeah, there are certain things you may need to consider when it comes to applying burn-down herbicide and maintaining planting interval.
Dr. Jala says there are other approaches that can really help diminish these types of weeds from getting established outside the usage of herbicides.
We have done studies particularly for control of glyphosate-resistant maresteal and giant ragweed. And we have seen if you do some light tillage, even up to like 10 centimeter deep before a week of planting corn and soybean, it can provide up to like 90% control of those maresteal and giant ragweed. I know several growers in Nebraska, they are no-till and they do not prefer to use tillage. However, using tillage, especially if you have a lot of problem of maresteal and giant ragweed, I recommend to use tillage before a week. You do not need to apply any herbicide, just light tillage can also take care of those weeds. And you do not need to do this every single year, but if you do it as a strategic tillage program, when you need to do it maybe once in every 5 years, which can also control those weeds and can reduce the seed production and competition with our corn and soybean.
For Nebraska Extension Almanac, I'm Brad Mills. Nebraska Extension Almanac is a production of IENR Media and Nebraska Extension. For more information on how your university is serving Nebraskans, go to extension.unl.edu.